And now, Kindlach, we are starting the 12th chapter of the story of Reb Moshe, the Alter Rebbe's Elter Zede. And we already know by now that Reb Moshe had a son called Reb Shneur Zalman, who had two children, Dvera Leah and Baruch. Dvera Leah was the wife of Reb Yosef Yitzchak from Sharei, the Ilu from Sharei, and Baruch was the father later of the Alter Rebbe. And we also know about that Dvera Leah and Baruch's uncle, whose name was Kaddish. Now, who was this Kaddish? So, let's to understand this, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to tell you about Reb Moshe and his family. So Reb Moshe and his wife, her name was Sarah, had three sons and one daughter. The oldest was a daughter, there was the girl, her name was Freida. And he had the three boys after Avram, Yaakov, and Shneur Zalman, the youngest. Now, the boys had the best melandim. Reb Moshe was rich, and Reb Moshe cared a lot about Torah, so he got his children the best melandim to teach them Torah. And they taught them a lot, they were very smart boys. But Freida, Reb Moshe, like we all know already, he had the opinion that girls are not supposed to learn Torah. So he taught her how to read, so she could read Davening and say Tehillim. But he didn't teach her anything else? It's a good question. It doesn't seem like they did, but I'm not sure. Now, like we know, Reb Moshe was raised by people that were against Kabbalah, and he taught his sons, his children, the same way. But the city of Poznan, which used to be against Kabbalah, actually started to change. Because it had a lot of Hasidim of Rabbi Yael Baal Shem from Zamuch. And Rabbi Baruch Batlin was one of the people that were responsible for this. Because even though he was called a Batlin, he really was not Stam a Batlin. He was a very, very big Talmud Chacham. And
but no one saw
also him. A big businessman. That's right, no one saw him. Remember that we spoke about that? How he would learn in secret. But people knew that he's a Talmud Chacham. And he also was a big Seicher. And he wasn't a Batlin at all in that sense. Batlin, sometimes you tell someone, oh, he's a Batlin, he doesn't know how to do business. Now, Reb Baruch and Reb Moshe were very similar in many ways. They were both Talmid Chachamim, they were both rich. But they were very different also because Reb Moshe was against Kabbalah, and Reb Baruch was very, very big Mekubal. He was a chassid of Rabbi Baal Shem. Now, this fact itself... Yeah, Reb Moshe had a Rebbe. His name was Asher Yonason, I think. We'll talk about him also another time. Now, Reb Moshe was very similar. I'm sorry. So even though Reb Moshe was against Kabbalah, the fact that he respected Reb Baruch Batlin weakened his snagdus to Kabbalah, because he understood that someone like Reb Baruch Batlin, if he's a mekubal, then it can't be so bad. But so he wasn't as like a misnagad. He wasn't fighting it, but he made sure that his own children should not get close to people that are in the Shita of Kabbalah. But as much as Reb Moshe wanted to protect his children not to come under the influence of Mekubalim, he couldn't hold them back from being friendly with two Bachrim of their age. Those two Bachrim were Binyamin, the son of Reb Baruch Batlin, and Kaddish, who was the Yosim, the son, the orphan of Reb Baruch Batlin's brother, Reb David the Mekubal, which was another story about him. Maybe we'll talk about that also, Mirtz Hashem. Another whole story about Reb David the Mekubal. And he had a son, Kaddish. David the Mekubal was, like you said, Reb Baruch's brother. So Reb Baruch took care of Kaddish also. And Binyamin and Kaddish were cousins, and they were also very close friends. And why couldn't Reb Moshe stop his children from being friendly with them? Because their fathers were both big Mekubalim. The reason why their Moshe couldn't and also didn't want to keep them away was because Binyamin and Kaddish were from the smartest Bachrim in the whole Poznan. They were very, very serious Bachrim, big Talmid Chachamim. And if Reb Moshe would tell his children not to be friendly with these boys, no one would understand, because everyone knew that Reb Moshe loves Talmid Chachamim, loves Torah. And it wouldn't make sense. Not only Reb Moshe couldn't, Reb Moshe also didn't want. Reb Moshe wanted his sons to be around such boys. So there was other reasons that Reb Moshe's family became very close to the Baruch family, even though they were very different. They had different ways in Yiddishkeit. What was another reason? That was one reason that the Baruch wanted his sons to be friendly with the Baruch Batlin's son and nephew. And another reason was because Reb Moshe's wife, her name was Sarah, she was a big Balas Tzedakah, and she especially helped people who lost their Parnassah, and other people, poor people from that kind, that she liked to help people who were poor, but people didn't know that they were poor. Because she didn't want them to get embarrassed. She wanted to help them without embarrassing them. But how is she going to find out who needs help? So in order to find out what's going on with the people of the community, she became friendly with ladies that knew what's going on in the more simple layers of the kehila. Because Sarah, Moshe's wife, was a chashev lady. She was rich and very chashev. Her husband was very rich. And she didn't really know what's going on in the poor areas. So how could she find out? So for that, she became friendly with a lady called Tzivia. Tzivia d'Almana. Tzivia was Reb David and Mekubal's wife. She was an Almana now. Reb David passed away. Kaddish's mother. Now Tzivia, she ran a...
She was a
seamstress, exactly. And she got a lot of parnasa from it. Now, why did Sarah want to be...
Doesn't have a tattoo.
A yosim.
No, but the mommy's alive.
If the mommy or the tati passed away, they're already called a yosim and a yosima. And the mommy, her husband passed away, is called an almana. Now, Tzivia, even though she herself was not poor, but because of her work, she knew what's going on in the city. Because many, many ladies would come to her for her to sell for them. And she knew who needs help. So Tzivia was like a treasure for Sarah. She knew Tzivia would tell Sarah who needs help, and Sarah would help them. Besides that, Sarah also liked Tzivia herself because Tzivia was a very, very smart and tzidkanis. She was a very erlich lady, and Sarah really liked her. She liked her personality. And they became very friendly, and they both knew a lot about each other, and Sarah knew a lot about Kaddish, her Tzivia's only son, a very smart, successful son, and Tzivia knew a lot about Freida, who was Sarah's only daughter, and she was also a very talented girl. Freida also, actually, she, even though her father was against Mekubalim, she had a Netia, she liked the way of Mekubalim, and the Nistarim, and that's because of her nature. And that's why she decided to learn how to sew. Now, even though she was a daughter of a girl from a rich family, and she didn't need to learn how to sew. Her father would take care of her, and later her husband. But they didn't let her learn. And in that time, the Kehila of Poizna made a special school to teach girls who are Yosaimus or from poor families, to teach them a job, a trade, so they could help get Parnassa for their families. And Freida also wanted to join that school. She wanted to learn a job. And usually the Balabatim, the Chasheva people, the Chasheva Balabatim wouldn't want their daughters to go learn a trade. But Freida didn't care about that, and she went. And other girls also decided from rich and Yuchasdika families, and they learned different jobs, especially sewing. So Freida, she became friendly with Tzivia, because they were both seamstresses. And Freida got to know Rachel. Because she was close with Tzivia, she got to know Rachel was Baruch Batlin's daughter. And Rachel was a Talmid HaChachamah, because her father, Baruch, held that the children, girls should learn Torah. And Rachel learned. And Rachel also wanted to learn a job. So besides for her learning, for her Torah, she also wanted a job. So she also learned how to sew. And she got friendly with Freidel. And even though Freidel was not she didn't know as much as her. Now, the two families got closer and closer with each other, and Rachel and Freidel would meet a lot, and Tzivia knew Freidel, and Sarah knew Rachel, and that later on led to Shiduchim. that Reb Baruch.
I want to see the whole
and
picture.
And Reb Baruch and Reb Moshe's family became
can I see the whole
married.
Picture?
1 minute. Became married to each other, and in the end, Reb Baruch's daughter Rachel married Shneur Zalman, the youngest son of Reb Moshe, and Freidel, the only daughter of Reb Moshe, she married Kaddish, Reb Baruch's nephew. But even though the families became together, united, still Reb Baruch, Reb Moshe remained against Kabbalah. So how did these Shiduchim come to be? So now we're starting the next chapter in the Sefer Zichronis book, which is 126, Kuf Chaf Vav. And here we're going to hear about how these two Shiduchim came to be, which even though they were families which were so different. In those days, the old Goyin, Rabbi Yonah Shmuel the Parush, became sick. He wasn't feeling well, he became ill. Now the whole poison was talking about it, because the Rabbi Yonah Shmuel, the Goyin, the Parush, was someone that the whole city, everyone knew about him in the city, and he was loved by all the residents of the city. Now Rabbi Yonah Shmuel was a friend of the Goyin Reb Asher Yonason. Reb Asher Yonason was Reb Moshe's, the Resha calls Rebbe. And he was friendly with Reb Asher Yonason. Now, Reb Yonah Shmuel wasn't especially, he didn't have special kishernis, and he learned the whole time. But he wasn't like extra smart, but what he did do good was a masmid. You know what a masmid is? Masmid is someone who doesn't waste a second. Now, a person could, some people learn a lot because they have a good head. And some people, they learn a lot because they don't waste time. And they learn as much as they could. And even though they're not as fast, their mind doesn't work as fast, they learn a lot because they put a lot of time and effort. It's called a masmid. And it's a very, sometimes people that are masmidim end up knowing more than people that are smart because they don't waste any time. Now, from when he was a young boy, he would sit and learn Torah day and night. He never ever said divrei chol. He never spoke things that are not Torah. He never wasted a minute. And already as a child, they called him the Parush. Now, when he got really old, he didn't live anymore in his house, and he moved into the Beis Medrash on the Portregaler Gas. You remember that was the street which had the whole story with the Shindalids. The Portregaler Street, which was not far from Reb Baruch Batin's house. And since he went to that Beis Medrash, he never went out of the Beis Medrash.
Is that the Shindalids bothered?
No, this is a long time after the story of the, or maybe before, I don't know exactly. It doesn't say when the story happened.
Maybe it's after her, the Shindalids, it went into the forest.
Could be, but we don't know. I don't know exactly when this story happened. Now he got sick. He got so weak that he couldn't stand on his feet. So they wanted to take him to a certain house so they could take care of him, give him a comfortable bed and doctors to take care of him, whatever. But he refused. Rabbi Yonah Shmuel the Parush said, "I want to stay in the shul, the Beis Medrash," and he lay down. He would lay down on a bench in one of the rooms near the beginning of the shul, and the Yungalait who learned over there, they took care of him. They were his family, like, and they took care of him. Now, even when Rabbi Yonah Shmuel the Parush was sitting laying on the bench in the Beis Medrash, very weak, he didn't stop learning. He loved to learn. He kept learning and learning. But he wasn't able to learn the same way he was able to learn before. He didn't have all that koyach. To learn, you need some koyach, and he didn't have so much koyach. And it made him very sad. So, that he wasn't able to learn the same way he did before. So, Rabbi Shmuel was very upset. So, what he would do was, to continue learning, he would call over to him one of the people of the Beis Medrash to come learn next to him. He said, "If I can't learn myself, at least they should learn next to me, and I could listen, and I could be around Torah." Now, one of the people that learned in this Beis Medrash was Kaddish, Tzivya's son, and Binyamin, they learned together, Binyamin and Reb Baruch's Batlin's son. So, now, all the Lamdim, all the people that learned the Beis Medrash, they made, like, shifts. They would switch. So that way, Reb Yonah Shmuel didn't have to call someone the whole time. They made up between themselves that each one is gonna. They'll have turns. that they learn next to Rabbi Yonah Shmuel. And so they also, Binyamin and Kaddish also would learn together some of the time next to Rabbi Yonah Shmuel. And he always learned to listen to Vritaya. But not only did he hear, Rabbi Yonah Shmuel would also get involved, because he was a big Talmud Chacham after all. And he would say different Chiddush Torah and questions and answers on what they were learning. He knew the whole Torah, probably the whole Shas, whatever. And whatever someone was learning, he had something to say about it. And he would say his own Chiddushim or Chiddushim he heard from his Rebbe. And the young elite really enjoyed that. It was very, very nice to learn next to him, because he would tell them very nice Divrei Torah. Now, not only the people in the Beis Medrash would come be with Rebbe Yonah Shmuel, also Chashev, a guest, would also come a lot of times to visit him, to do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, including Reb Moshe, the Reish HaKol. And the visitors would sit next to Rebbe Yonah Shmuel, and they would also like to listen to how Rebbe Yonah Shmuel would say different chidushim and vertelach about to the bachrim learning next to him. Now, once Reb Moshe came to visit Rebbe Yonah Shmuel, and he saw that Rebbe Yonah Shmuel is very excited. What was he so excited about? One of the bachrim was sitting next to him and learning, and they were arguing, they were talking together. It's called talking and learning, like they were making a pilpul together. And this time, everyone, it became like a whole thing, that everyone from the Beis Medrash came to listen. People were standing around, and they were listening to the argument between Rebbe Yonah Shmuel the Parush and the Bacher. And Rebbe Moshe listened in. Rebbe Moshe also was Talmud Chacham, was able to understand what they were talking about, obviously. And he was shocked. Now, him and all the people around were shocked to hear Rebbe Yonah Shmuel's Gaonus and how he was such a big bucky. But this time, the argument didn't finish so fast. The debate, the argument between the Bacher and Rebbe Yonah Shmuel went on for 3 hours. And it was like a big fight, but not a bad fight. It's like a fight in Torah. An argument in Torah is good. It's not it's with Avos Yisrael and with respect. They're cheretz, and everyone has what they think, and it's a very, very good thing. And they were going back and forth for 3 hours. Who was this bacher? And not only them, other people was standing around, got involved, and it was a very, very geshmak, I think, to see how people were learning Torah with such chayis. Who was the bacher? The bacher was Kaddish, the Yosim. And this time, even though Rabbi Yonah Shmuel was much older than Kaddish, and he would think that he's smarter, the truth is that everyone realized that in this argument, not Rabbi Yonah Shmuel the Parush won. He wasn't the one that won the argument. That was right. It was actually Kaddish. And Reb Moshe was there. Reb Moshe didn't know Kaddish till then. Kaddish was 19 years old. Reb Moshe was older. He didn't know about him. But he got to meet Kaddish. He got to see him firsthand. And he was shocked to see a young bacher being so, so smart, such a big Talmud Chacham, so sharp that he could win this old goyin. But that wasn't the only thing that Reb Moshe was impressed. Another thing that made Reb Moshe impressed about Kaddish was that Kaddish, even though he was arguing, he still never got too excited, and he never spoke with gaiva. He spoke in a calm way, and even after he won the argument, he didn't walk around feeling, "Oh, I'm the smartest guy in town. I managed to even win Rebbe Yonah Shmuel the Parush, the Gaon." No, he spoke. He learned the Shema, and after he finished learning, he finished the argument, and he won the argument. He went back to learning. Went back to the Gemara. Reb Moshe was very, very interested to find out more about this bacher. That is the end of this story. This chapter, Mirtz Hashem, will continue in the next chapter, Mirtz Hashem.
Such a short chapter.
Is it short, you think?
What's the name of those chapters? What's